up? So seductive. A BTS story written by Ronan Off and read by the 24th Key. Pairing: Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin. This is payback for the black stockings, isn't it? Namjoon doesn't have to pose it as a question. Seokjin's carefully blank face is proof enough. Seokjin still raises a pristine eyebrow, because he has to, because he's Seokjin. That was years ago, don't be ridiculous. Namjoon points to the lingerie on the bed. He's man enough to admit he's keeping his distance. It's baby pink and green, like seafoam or some shit, with dainty flowers embroidered on the lace. It's sheer as fuck. This is ridiculous. Seokjin scoffs. So what? You're not gonna wear it? His intention was to say, fuck no, but somewhere between his brain and his mouth and a glint in Seokjin's eyes, all that comes out is a breathy, fuck. Namjoon doesn't know why he even tries. There are battles that can't be won, and every single encounter with Seokjin just happens to be a battle that is lost before it begins. Seokjin tries to hide his smirk by pursing his lips, and fails spectacularly. He pats Namjoon on the shoulder, like they're bros out getting drinks instead of boyfriends, soulmates, partners, lovers, about to fuck till kingdom come. Watching Seokjin move so languidly with that goddamn non-smirk on his face makes Namjoon's hips ache. Thought so. Namjoon sighs as he starts unbuttoning his shirt. Might as well get the party started. Good boy, says Seokjin, and Namjoon would be lying if he didn't get a thrill out of hearing it. Seokjin heads for the door. I'll tell the boys not to disturb us. You better be ready in, 2 minutes. It takes maybe 50% of his willpower to refrain from rolling his eyes. He takes a seat instead and eyes the bralette and panties combination. They're not bad looking, and they're actually kind of cute. If someone less lanky and curvier wore this, it would be a magical event kind of cute. Namjoon is 181 centimeters of bony prominence, 94% of which is lower limb area. No way he's going to give justice to this. Still, the clock ticks. He puts it on. Thank fuck Seokjin didn't choose a pair with complicated straps and fastenings. He's adjusting the bralette straps to better cup his non-existent breasts when Seokjin shoulders the door open. A pitcher of water in one hand, and a glass in the other. Jesus, how wrecked am I going to be? Namjoon hates Seokjin's windshield wiper laugh, if only because of how much he loves it. Relax, Joon-ah. I was just thirsty. For me, I hope. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Seokjin rounds his bed to place the water on his bedside table. Now what? Namjoon shuffles on his feet a little, just a tad self-conscious. He's definitely worn less in front of Seokjin, but this feels a lot more exposing. Now come here, Kim Namjoon, and let me look at you. Seokjin opens his arms and motions for Namjoon to twirl, but the embarrassment catches up to Namjoon full force, because Seokjin's smirk is so self-satisfied, fucking hell. So Namjoon goes straight for an embrace instead. Seokjin's arms wrap around him automatically, which soothes his nerves minutely. Namjoon huffs, and Seokjin laughs. The devil. The hand on his back starts rubbing in circles. Fine. I bought this as a gag gift, and we were supposed to have makeup sex, because of course you'll be mad that I made fun of you, and I'll be mad that you're mad, but now you're really hot, and I really, really want to have sex. Namjoon pushes him away lightly. Say sex one more time. Seokjin rolls his eyes. Sex, Namjoon. Now. Please. Namjoon moves to take off the panties. Stop. Seokjin plops on the bed and takes off his sweater. He pats his thighs. Sit here, Joon-ah. He holds out his hand, which Namjoon takes. Why are you so bossy? He stands his ground, just so Seokjin will bite his wrist playfully, looking up at him through his eyelashes. Seokjin pulls him closer. Because it turns you on. Namjoon doesn't stop the smile from forming. He doesn't correct Seokjin either. Fair enough. He compromises, straddling Seokjin. The first brush of his lace-clothed crotch against Seokjin's jogging pants has him hissing in pleasure, the friction a different kind from what he's used to. Seokjin squeezes his waist before running his hands upwards, touching the material of the bralette. You look really good, Joonie. He's not looking at Namjoon, his eyes following his hands as they move across Namjoon's chest, his lips pouting in concentration. Namjoon props his arms on Seokjin's shoulders and plays with the hair on Seokjin's nape. He's glad he's not ticklish. Seokjin looks like he wants to map Namjoon's skin by touch, and he's not about to stop him. His experimental grind gets Seokjin grasping his shoulder blades. So you've said, Young. Seokjin looks up at him, finally, and Namjoon just about melts at how soft his gaze is. Namjoon is so far gone on Seokjin, he's a little bit terrified sometimes. I don't say it enough. Seokjin tips Namjoon's chin towards him and kisses him, finally. And Namjoon thinks, this. This. Namjoon would write 1,000 songs to describe the power he feels in Seokjin's kisses. Like, maybe he could face anything and everything and come out victorious. He'll spend just as many words describing the home he's built for himself in Seokjin's arms, and probably still come up short, because it's Seokjin. And Namjoon loves, loves, loves him. And the plot twist of the millennium is that Seokjin loves him just as much. He's never counted their kisses. Namjoon hopes the number amounts to thousands, and hopes that it keeps going up. And Seokjin's lips and teeth and tongue are as familiar to Namjoon as the back of his own hand. Still, each new kiss thrills him like the first one they shared. I'm not getting any younger, Joon-ah. Namjoon had stood gaping like a fish, because the tension between them was finally coming to a boil. And between fight or flight, he was more inclined to flee. Don't me. We're both too smart for that. He had been scared, so he'd said so. Hyung, this thing we have, it scares me. What are you even afraid of? That we'll be so good together we won't ever come apart? Find something else to worry about. Seokjin had strode towards him faster than Namjoon could process. And then he couldn't have processed anything at all, because Seokjin was kissing him with his hands cupping both sides of his face. Once Namjoon had gotten over the shock, approximately 2 seconds, he's a fast learner, after all, he'd kissed back with all he had. It doesn't take a lot of time before Namjoon is grinding down, Seokjin getting hard between kisses, and canting his hips to meet Namjoon's. Seokjin kisses his way downward to Namjoon's neck, and Namjoon is always thankful for his gangliness during times like this, because Seokjin has so much neck to walk on. Namjoon matches each kiss with a roll of his hips. Unintentionally, each roll comes with a whispered "jagi" that has Seokjin giggling against his neck.
"I love you, shut up,"
Namjoon justifies. Seokjin's hands move downwards, fingertips skimming the waistband of Namjoon's panties.
"I know. I take it back. You can't quote Star Wars at me when we're having sex." "I take it back. I can't have sex with a giant nerd." "Fine.
Fine." Namjoon kisses Seokjin again, their teeth clacking painfully because they both can't wipe the grins off their faces. And then Seokjin thumbs the head of Namjoon's cock through the fabric, and suddenly nothing is funny. His erection is not funny at all. Namjoon groans through gritted teeth. Seokjin cramps his hand between them and palms Namjoon's cock, moving his hand up and down with just the right amount of pressure, and Namjoon rolls his hips in time, chasing the friction, head thrown back. He barely registers how tightly he is holding onto Seokjin, already lost in the feeling of feeling good.
"Fuck. Fuck. You're so pretty. Why are you so pretty?"
Seokjin sounds so frustrated it makes Namjoon pause. When Namjoon looks down, there are red marks all over Seokjin's neck and shoulders in the exact size and shape of his fingers. He's a little proud for putting them there and mourns that they'll be gone in just minutes.
"You're the pretty one, Hyun. Don't call me a liar. I'm older than you."
Seokjin mouths at Namjoon's nipple, teases the nub with his teeth.
"Shit."
Seokjin kisses the middle of his chest, right where his heart is, and Namjoon feels overheated with how fast his heart is beating.
"Let me take care of you, babe."
Seokjin pulls the panties down, just enough to free his cock. The garter cuts painfully at his skin, but the constriction feels fantastic. One of the advantages of knowing your boyfriend really well is that you can get down to business right away, and the way Seokjin pulls at Namjoon's cock is fine goddamn evidence. Seokjin twists his hand just so, and Namjoon is a mess. He's Seokjin's mess, muffling his moans in Seokjin's hair, his hips moving on their own and fucking Seokjin's hand. Maybe it's just because Seokjin is older, but Namjoon feels a little juvenile all the time, even though they've been doing this for years. Maybe it's because Namjoon's heart still keeps doing backflips at everything Seokjin does. At one point, they go back to kissing, and it helps Namjoon clear his mind. He slows down.
"Fuck me."
Ask nicely.
"Fuck me, Hyung."
Seokjin nips at his lower lip for his trouble and lets go of his cock to reach for the lube.
"Move, Junie."
Namjoon rearranges himself so he's straddling just one thigh. It's a beautiful thigh. Namjoon hates that Seokjin is still wearing pants. Namjoon hears the rip when Seokjin unceremoniously pulls the panties out of the way instead of taking them off.
"Kinky, Hyung."
Seokjin hates his fingers, but Namjoon thinks they're magic, thinks they should get awards for being amazing, thinks nothing will feel as good, except, of course, Seokjin's cock. He pushes back, relishing the burn at the start, savoring the jolt of pleasure when Seokjin adds another finger and brushes against his prostate. He's as good as riding Seokjin's thigh, and there's a damp spot where his dick is brushing against Seokjin's pants, but Namjoon doesn't pay any mind, because Seokjin isn't. Seokjin is mouthing at Namjoon's collarbone. His eyes are closed, as if all his concentration is directed towards fingering Namjoon. Which is likely. Namjoon feels his cock drip at the thought. Two crooked fingers become free, and Namjoon's patience reaches critical levels.
Jenny, take... Oh my god, Jin. Take your pants off.
Seokjin blinks, looking a little disoriented, like he's just woken up. Namjoon can't help but kiss the tip of his nose.
Take your pants off, I'm ready, Namjoon repeats.
Seokjin scoffs.
Don't tell me what to do.
Just the same, he grabs Namjoon's butt with both hands and levers him off his lap so he can wiggle out of his pants. Get this. Namjoon would swear to every deity that he loves Seokjin's cock. While Namjoon prides himself with his length, Seokjin shames them all with his girth. So what if Namjoon's mouth waters just thinking of how well Seokjin's cock fills his mouth, or how much of a tight fit his cock is in his asshole? Forget awards. Give Seokjin's cock a knighthood.
Once the pants are off and Seokjin is condomed and appropriately lubed, he's pulled into Seokjin's lap again.
Namjoon presses his forehead against Seokjin's.
Ready?
Seokjin is holding Namjoon's butt cheeks apart, and it's kind of hilarious how they're both braced for impact.
Since yesterday.
Don't sass me, Junie. Seokjin guides Namjoon's pelvis down. The tip of his cock brushes against Namjoon's hole, and they both giggle, a little breathless, a lot excited. Seokjin slides in, and Namjoon bears down, gripping Seokjin's waist with his thighs.
Fuck, Seokjin gasps, hands flying to Namjoon's back, fingers catching the bralette straps.
They breathe together for a minute, until Namjoon rolls his hips slightly and Seokjin loosens his grip.
The panties are really in the way, but this is so fucking hot. I'm so conflicted.
I'm not. Namjoon counters. What's hot is Seokjin having the dirtiest sailor mouth ever. He rolls his hips again just to hear another fuck directed at him. Seokjin lets him set their pace, kissing any part of Namjoon he can reach as Namjoon rocks them together.
I didn't even get to enjoy the lingerie much, so I guess...
Fuck, Junie, do that again. Shit.
You still owe me.
Namjoon stutters out a laugh. It sounds strangled.
So this is payback.
Seokjin just hums and leans up. Namjoon obliges with a kiss. He's sucking on Seokjin's tongue when he jumps at the sensation of being overly full. Seokjin inserted a finger alongside his cock and is keeping it there, steady, as he hugs Namjoon's waist with his other arm. He starts fucking Namjoon in earnest, the room filling with the sound of skin slapping against skin and a filthy litany of swear words. Namjoon plants his knees on the bed to keep them both upright. It's a struggle to push back and not topple over, but Namjoon loves the strain in his thighs, loves the burn of Seokjin's fingernails against his skin. Namjoon gives as good as he's getting, because he loves this. Loves Seokjin so much he feels his heart might burst with how close they are, but also with how he still wants them to be closer. He tries to say it with kisses, and hopes the universe tells Seokjin for him.
Junie, I'm coming,
Seokjin warns, his pace growing erratic, but he says it so gently, like he's reminding Namjoon to bring an umbrella or to not skip breakfast. Namjoon's heart aches. When Seokjin comes, he gasps out Namjoon's name and folds his arms around Namjoon tightly, like he's afraid one of them will float away. Namjoon presses open-mouthed kisses across Seokjin's sweaty forehead and whispers Seokjin's name back to him like a prayer. He gives him a moment. "Just hold on, all right?" Namjoon says, and doesn't move until Seokjin nods. Namjoon wraps a hand around his cock and jerks himself, hard and fast, grinding on Seokjin's lap. Seokjin is hyperventilating a little, but he doesn't push Namjoon off, holds Namjoon's hips to keep him seated. Namjoon bends down and bites Seokjin's shoulder when his orgasm hits him. He spills all over his hand and Seokjin's stomach, and Seokjin is going to scold him for the mess, but not yet. For a while, they just sit there. After, Namjoon presses a kiss to the impressive bite mark he left. After, Seokjin slaps his butt to get him off. After, when Namjoon is lying on the bed, boneless, and contemplating how many minutes he can stand the drying cum on his person, Seokjin sits him up to get him to drink a glass of water. After, they stagger to the bathroom arm in arm, and Seokjin carefully peels the lingerie off Namjoon, and they wipe each other off with damp towels. Much later, they pull back the stained top cover and call it a day, with Namjoon wearing Seokjin's boxer briefs and university shirt, and Seokjin wearing just an old pair of boxers. Seokjin is, as always, the little spoon. He's softly humming Trouble. "I was a teenager. Please let me live." Seokjin hums louder. "Where do you even get them?" "There's a thing called online shopping." "Good luck explaining your credit card summary this month, then."
"I don't have to explain anything, because I used yours."
"Seriously?"
Seokjin burrows further into Namjoon's embrace.
"You're not allowed to get mad at me, okay?"
He sounds like he's 2 breaths away from falling asleep.
"Okay. I love you."
"I love you more."
"Please don't make this into a contest."
The end.
Reader's notes. So, if you need to know anything about me as a person, it's that Trouble is such a guilty pleasure for me. I love it. It's so cringy, but I love it. So as soon as I saw the title of this, honestly, I was in love. And yeah, I mean, I went into it just expecting, like, bam, lingerie porn. I mean, I'm into that. I was up for it. But then I got just the sweetest, most adorable, like, character study, almost. And yeah, I love it. I loved it so much that I absolutely had to record it. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly had a lot of fun with it. And have a good day. Bye.